Chapter 2. Fortune in the Stars. By the time we had collected enough firewood, night had fallen. We threw ourselves down about the fire. "I can see the North Star," Percy said. "Anyone might get lost and need to know that." We all looked up at the evening sky. We lay back and considered the dark cover of the world. "It is strange how the stars are," said Otto. "You could do most any shape with them. They always look as if they mean something. Some folks say everybody's fortune is written out in the stars, don't they?"
"They believe so in the old country," Fritz said.
Arthur laughed at him. "You're thinking of Napoleon, Fritz. He had a star that went out when he began to lose battles. I guess the stars don't watch people from Sandtown."
Someone cried, "There comes the moon! It's red!" "When the moon came up red like that, the Aztecs used to sacrifice their prisoners on the temple top," said Percy.
"Go on, Perse. Do you believe that's true, Arthur?"
I asked.
"Yes," replied Arthur. "The moon was one of their gods. My father once saw the stone where they used to sacrifice their prisoners."
"Was any gold hidden in this old river?"
asked Fritz. His brother laughed at him. Arthur looked serious.
"Some of the Spanish people thought there was gold up here," he said. "They thought there were cities full of gold. The Spanish were all over this country once. They were looking for the gold."
"I wonder where this river really begins," Tip said.
That was an old and favorite mystery that maps did not clearly explain. On the map, the little black line stopped somewhere in the west. We often tried to imagine where the river started.